Join us at Firefly, pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio, we can chat about our tunes. As friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music news begin.
Greetings! Welcome to this segment of Local Folk. This week, we interview Society member Greg O'Haver. Tim Hoke will be back with his musicology moment. We'll talk with Greg Ziesmer, event coordinator for the Ohio River Valley Folk Festival that's coming up soon. And we'll let you know what's ahead for the next episode. All that and plenty of folk music by Indiana artists, brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. We're going to talk with a local musician who's been on the indie folk scene for a long time, starting with the Pleasant Street Band, all the way up to his present gig with the new Christy Minstrels. That's Mr. Greg O'Haver. Hey, everybody. I'm in the sandwich shop again, and I've run into my old friend, meaning a longtime friend, Greg O'Haver. Greg, it's nice for you to be here.
Oh, it is nice for me to be here.
Well,
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Hey, we were going to talk a little bit about your early life in the folk music scene and what you're doing now.
I started out playing folk music in high school. I graduated in 63, so a long time ago. But that was when the Kingston Trio and the Limelighters, New Christy Minstrels, all those groups were so hot, and I really loved that music. And so I started playing folk music, had a group called the Newtown Trio at Howe High School back in those days. Went on to, after school, I went to IU mostly for music. In 1964, I went to my first Newport Folk Festival, which was a great deal of fun. Went on a Greyhound bus there, and on the way back, I rode with Doc Watson and his wife and three little Rugrats.
So you came back here and then did what?
Well, I came back, worked in music stores and stuff, but then I became friends with a group called the Back Porch Majority. They were started by a fellow named Randy Sparks, who started the New Christy Minstrels and who started so many people. He had started the Back Porch Majority as a farm group for the New Christy Minstrels. Late 70s, I moved back to Indiana, or late 60s, I moved back to Indiana. Did a short stint with a group called Him, Her, and Them.
I did not know you were in that band.
Yeah, I wanted to get a little experience playing electric guitar and playing rock, you know, because everything was going folk rock, country rock, you know, that stuff. But I did that for just a short time, and then I got together with Scott O'Malley and Tom Williams, and we started a group called Pleasant Street. And that was the very late 60s, and I had a lot of material that I brought back with me from L.A., and great fresh material.
Drive that kind of like the folk rock era?
Yeah, folk country rock type stuff. You know, it was electric guitars, but there was banjos and auto harps and all that stuff going on, too. So it was, and we had a great following. Ended up with a TV show on Channel 4. It debuted the same night and opposite the same time as All in the Family.
Hmm.
Not too many people knew about our show. All in the Family seemed to take off a little bit better.
You moved on to some other groups, did you not?
Well, Pleasant Street, around the middle of the 70s, we changed the name and look and everything and became the Buffalo Brothers Wild West Show, which was a 10-piece group. The ones of us up front were in custom-made Buffalo leather outfits. I lost most of my high-end hearing playing in front of that horn section and playing electric leads on top of it. You know, just my high, the high end of my hearing is just not there. But we did that, and then finally went back solo and moved to Florida, sang, played down there. Finally quit the business, started having kids and stuff, wanted to get off the road.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did you ever have a point where you didn't have a guitar or an instrument at all?
No. They were always there, you know. I just put them away when I finally quit. And at that time, I was playing six nights a week in beach bars and, you know, restaurants and this and that, and I just... I was tired of that. It was a grind.
What brought you back into playing?
Well, eventually you start missing it, you know, and so eventually the guitar came out and started playing, started writing, and eventually moved back to Indianapolis. And then off and on, as the kids were growing, I would play some, you know, I'd go out and play different places. A little over 21 years ago, 21 and a half years ago, I married Jeannie McGill, who was the lead singer with Shiloh Mourning. Great, great band. They did originals and covers with it. Just excellent band. They did mostly college concerts back through the 70s and early 80s. So we were married for just a little over 20 years, and she passed away last February from cancer. It had been about an 11-year battle. We had a group called Crossover Road, which was a 5 to 6 piece acoustic gospel. It was contemporary Christian music, but it was kind of folk. I thought it was folk gospel music. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the best description of it. We did that. After Jeannie passed, that band was gone. It was not going to happen again. Jeannie was just, we could all sing, you know, most of us, because it could sing pretty well and blend pretty well, but it's when her voice came in, it would just, it made it golden.
Yeah.
She just made anybody sound better. She was the queen of harmony, and as well as a wonderful soloist.
This is a song I wrote for my wife, Jeannie.
Thought that we would make it. The preacher read the vows, but he didn't believe it would ever last. You see, he knew our past. How would we get it right this time? You had yours and I had mine, all the kids in baggage. How would we manage? But we were in love, laughing and singing songs we both knew, had all new meaning. You're me, I'm you, we're us, we're two in love forever. We'll grow together. Off more each day, and everything we do and say, we're just like one. You're my only one. You finish my sentence, I know what you mean. You tell me I'm the cutest thing that you've ever seen, and you mean it. In your eyes I see it. I'm just a reflection, a mirror of you, a carbon copy. In everything we do, you're me, I'm you, we're us, we're two in love forever. We'll grow together. Us today, he's in our hearts, he's been with us all the way. You're me, I'm you, we're us, we're two in love with God. We'll grow together, I know. We're much more than two. You're me. I'm you. You're me.
Several years ago, I designed some partial capos for guitars with a thing called a K-lever, and partial capos put standard-tuned guitars into alternate tunings without retuning the instrument. Partial capos just hold down certain strings. An example, on a drop D tuning for guitar, you would tune the sixth string, the low string, down a full step. That's two frets. What we do instead of that is we capo 1 through 5 up a full step and leave the sixth string open. So when you play a D chord, you've got a full sixth string chord. So there's drop D, double drop D, dadgad, and open G tunings. Well, Kaiser manufactures and distributes my capos all over the world. When I saw Randy and the New Christie Minstrels, I was talking about what I've been doing and so on, and kind of filled Randy in on capos and such. And so at one point after the show was over, they asked me to show them how the capos work. So I brought my guitar in and played for them and showed them the capos. And so at that point, he added an eighth member to the band, and being me. And
well, it sounds like you've kind of come full circle, too.
I have.
I also know that you're involved with the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society, but I don't know, like, how long you've been associated and what all you've done there.
Well, off and on for quite a few years. There were a few times when I, you know, just... things got busy and I drifted away and wasn't a member for a while, but I've tried to maintain a membership there. It's a nice group of people. You've got some, you know, you've got people of all levels, instrumental capability and singing. And that's, I've always kind of enjoyed that.
You ever try out new material there?
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect place to do it. Always enjoyed the Folk Music Society over the years, a number of different people have been, that I've known personally, have been involved. I'm happy to be where I am. I'm very blessed. Enjoy the Folk Music Society. Yeah.
Well, speaking of blessed, I think we're blessed to have so much of your time. And we've been talking with Greg O'Haver, a local talented musician, folky writer, and member of the New Christie Minstrels. Thanks again for your time, Greg.
Thank you.
Professor Tim Hoke is back with another installment of Musicology Moment.
Welcome to Musicology Moment. You may have heard the story of how the Emperor Nero played the fiddle while Rome burned. Although Nero was an accomplished musician on several instruments, fiddle was not one of them. You see, Nero Claudius Caesar Augustus Germanicus died in the year 68, and the earliest records of boat instruments in Europe seems to be the 9th century. Boat instruments came from East Asia originally and slowly spread west. The term fiddle was applied to various boat instruments, played with an assortment of instrument holds and bow holds and a variety of tuning choices. Eventually, the Italian violin superseded the others in popularity, but it too was tagged with the name fiddle. This has been Musicology Moment. I'm Tim Hoke, and I'll talk to you next time.
Been a confident man, the master of my thoughts and words, but now they all seem so absurd. 'Cause when you walk into the room, your smile lifts the gloom and all my fear of loneliness and doom just fades away. And I can't find a single word to say what's in my heart. But every time that we're apart, I can think of a million things to say. But Right now I'm just simply blown away. I'm speechless.
Uncle Phil here, and I'm in the sandwich shop, and I just happened to run into Indiana folk singer-songwriter Greg Zismer. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Well, great.
Good to see you.
I know you do a lot of playing around and stuff, but I understand you have a new role. You're an event coordinator for the Ohio River Valley Folk Festival.
That's correct. I just took that position back at the end of January. And it's been very exciting for me. The Folk Festival is the third weekend in May, May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, mm-hmm. on the shores, on the banks of the lovely Ohio River in my new home of Madison, Indiana.
Wow.
Which is down between Louisville and Cincinnati.
Well, about an hour and a half from Indy?
Yeah, about an hour and a half from Indy. Okay. If you go down 65 and make a left.
What's what goes on there?
Well, of course, the primary focus of a folk festival is the music. It's a three-day festival, Friday night from 6 to 10, Saturday from noon till 10, and Sunday from noon till 6. And we have national acts such as our featured act this year is David Bromberg Quartet and Uncle Earl and the Green Cards. David Bromberg and Uncle Earl on Saturday night, and the Green Cards will perform on Friday night as our headliner. We also have Mickey Clark from Louisville, Adrian Young from Nashville, Tennessee. We have Paul Thorne, who often appears on the Bob and Tom Show. Great songwriter, mm-hmm. humorous fella. We have our own Hawkeye Navi mm-hmm. from Indianapolis. My wife Chris and I are going to perform on Sunday as well with them. And Carrie Newcomer will be our Sunday headliner from Bloomington. So we've got a great lineup.
Too.
Yeah, she's a favorite too. It's a killer lineup for 3 days and a great deal for advanced pre-sale tickets. Her wristbands are on sale right now for a mere $20 for 3 days. Plus you get $10 in food coupons with that if you buy your wristbands before April 30th.
Now, do you get those online, or can we buy them here in town?
You can get them online. There's no distributor here in Indianapolis for them, but you can order them online at www.OhioRiverValleyFolkFestival.com, or you can dial 800-559-2956 to reserve your wristbands. The wristbands go up to $25 on May 1st, and there will be no food tickets included after that. So you want to get them by April 30th. It's $20 for 3 days of great music. We have a storyteller's tent. Mm-hmm. We have a folk jammer's tent where you can bring an instrument and sit in with folks and just jam around. The Rivers Institute at Hanover College has an exhibit there that also includes a large fish tank with the aquatic life from the Ohio River that's on display. So you can see all the fish and things. They get them out of the river for 3 days, mm-hmm. and then they put them back very gently.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a really cool thing. We also have a folk craft village where people will be demonstrating blacksmithing, gunsmithing, shoemaking, hand-carved wooden bowls and pottery, loom weaving, all traditional folk art or folk crafts. And then we have a couple of craft vendors that will be making jewelry
and pottery and other things for sale. Mm-hmm. And then the other highlight that we're doing is a craft brew festival.
Oh,
so
really?
We're starting that this year. We're going to have 6 brewers, and you'll be able to taste for a $1 ticket. You'll be able to taste a 3-ounce sample of different beers from each of the brewers, or you can buy a 12-ounce for, I think, 4 or 5 tickets. So we've got beverage tickets and lots of great food vendors this year. It's a wonderful event, and I'm really thrilled to take on the responsibility for it.
Well, great. Is this your first year?
This is my very first year. I'm still wet behind the ears. I've been a part of the Folk Festival Committee. My wife, Chris, and I have been on the Music Selection Committee for the last 2 years, and we performed at it in 2008 along with Otis Gibbs and Reverend Peyton, some other folks. Tim Grimm has played it. We've had Todd Snyder in the past, Chris Smither. We've had the Subdudes. We've had the Asylum Street Spankers. It's got a great tradition. We're in our 6th year. It's our 6th annual festival this year.
Great. And what will people do? Are there hotels? Can you bring your camper?
You can bring your camper. I think camping is $20 a day, $10 a day maybe, I think, you can camp right there on the shores of the river, right by the venue.
Wow.
There's a beautiful view of the river right there, and access to camping facilities. You can also, if you go to visitmadison.org, you can find out about our accommodations at various local hotels and bed and breakfasts as well. So there's a lot of options to choose from, and Madison's a very hospitable place.
All righty. And tell us once again where people can get the online information.
You can go to www.OhioRiverValleyFolkFestival.com. You can also check out the Ohio River Valley Folk Festival Facebook page for information on the events. So the website or the Facebook page are really the two best places to get information. You can also visit the website for our Convention and Visitors Bureau in Madison, and that is www.visitmadison.org.
And finally, Greg, if people wanted to hear more about your music, where would they go?
You can go to www.gregzmusic.com and find out where Greg and Chris are playing. And also, we have a MySpace site. It's myspace.com/ Greg and Chris, K-R-I-S-S.
Okay.
And is spelled out for that, too.
So. Right. Hey, well, it's really been great that you dropped by and gave us this information. We hope to get a lot of people down there.
We'd love it. Love to see everybody, all my homies here from Indianapolis, come down and visit Madison. It's a beautiful place.
Thanks.
And a great event. Thank you, Phil. Good to see you.
Beside me, lay your head on my chest. Let all of your cares melt away. You've been working so hard, you could use a good rest in the quiet at the end of the day. Let your heart not be troubled. Let your thoughts not be sad. Turn all of those fears into dust. Blow them away from the palm of your hand. Fall into two arms you can trust. Cause this heart is true. You can put it to the test. When your soul grows weary, it'll give you its best. No, it's not perfect, I must confess. It's been broken into, now it's good as new, and it loves you above all the rest. Thank you. to the test. When your soul grows weary, it'll give you its best. No, it's not perfect, I must confess. It's been broken into,
broken into.
Now it's good
now
as new,
it's good
and
as new.
Loves you above all the rest. So let me swim in your ocean and drift on the tide of a love like I never have known, where there's no call for anger, no room for pride, no one casting a stone. Cause this heart is true, you can put it to the test. When your soul grows weary, it'll give you its best. No, it's not perfect, I must confess. It's been broken into,
broken into.
Now it's good
now
as new,
it's good
and
as new.
Loves you above all the rest. It's been broken into,
broken into.
Now it's good
now
as new,
it's good
and
as new.
Loves you above all.
In our next episode of Local Folk, it's all going to be about the 37th Annual Eagle Creek Folk Festival, held on Saturday, Sunday, June 11th and 12th, out at the Eagle Creek Park. This show is going to be full of interviews, music, workshop information, and schedules of performances. Did I mention this event will be free? That's right, free with a park admission. And it's all brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mount Dulcimer Society.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.
Here's some information about opportunities to hear live folk music around the Indianapolis area. On May the 7th, the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society's Big Band will be playing the annual Riley Wranglers Arts and Crafts Fair at the Hancock County Fairgrounds. The Indie Folk Series on April the 16th welcome Davis and DeVitt from 7 to 9 p.m. You can find out more information about this performance on their website at www.indiefolkseries.com. There are also several house concert series around the Indianapolis area. They all have a presence on Facebook. The first one is Flying Cat House Concerts. On April the 23rd, the Tronos Triad will be playing at 7 p.m. Also, Redbud Treehouse Concert Series on May the 2nd. Welcome Greg Ziesmer and Chris Luckett. The Indy West House Concert Series on May the 4th will have the Tillers. They play at 7 p.m. The Tillers will also be featured this year at the Ohio River Valley Folk Festival in Madison.